some of the things that are important to us include, you know, enabling our sons to advocate for themselves. You know, this is the era where, you know, you figure it out.
Welcome to The Art of Fatherhood, a podcast that takes you on the journey of fatherhood. Now here's your host, Art Eddy.
What's going on, everybody? Art Eddy here for the Art of Fatherhood podcast. And on the line, I'm very happy to have Michael Cruz. Thanks for taking the time to chat with me, sir. How you doing?
My pleasure, Art. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, man. Looking forward to chatting with you. A big shout out to Codecademy for setting this up. We're going to be talking about your fatherhood journey. We're going to be talking a little bit about the great work that you've done with Codecademy and starting a new career path. I can't wait to hear that. Take me back when you found out you were going to be a dad. What was going through your mind, sir?
Oh, well, we have a running joke at my house. So I'm Filipino, and so one of our idols in our culture is Manny Pacquiao, like the fighter, right? And so we did math after a while, and we figured that our kids were probably, you know, around the time of a big Manny Pacquiao win. So once the other relatives started figuring that out, every pay-per-view was a big like, hey, number three. And I'm like, no, we're gonna stick with two. So Art, I have two I have two sons, 13 and 8, and very proud of them. And but that's just kind of a funny story. So again, how I found out, of course, my wife is just not feeling well, and then I have to go to the Walgreens or over here the dollar store because I'm kind of cheap sometimes. And I figure that it's the same thing, whether it's the brand name test or the dollar test. Anyway, she didn't trust the dollar test, so I had to go back and go to the CVS and get the real brand name test. And then once it has the, what was it? Is it plus? What's the symbol? I can't even remember.
Yeah, I think
once it was that
plus.
Yeah, then the world changed.
Gotcha, man. I love your enthusiasm. I love the fact that you incorporated sports into your, you know, finding out you're going to be a dad. That's fantastic. And talk a little bit about some of the core values you're looking to instill into your sons as they're growing up.
Well, you know, my wife is an educator. She was a teacher turned administrator, you know, principal, school principal, basically, for both elementary and middle school. So some of the things that are important to us include, you know, enabling our sons to advocate for themselves. You know, this is the era where, you know, you figure it out. Teachers can't read the minds of kids all the time, right? So if you're able to verbally express what you need, then you can really get the most out of that education. Number two, we don't like passing up. We try to instill that they shouldn't pass up on opportunity. In other words, when opportunities come up, we just don't know in life where things are going to take us, right? And so I'll give you one small example. Codecademy last year had a scholarship program, right? Because again, things got shut down due to the pandemic, and they wanted to really encourage people. And I saw that and I said, hey, you know, let's apply, let's see what happens. And I encouraged my oldest, he was 12 at the time, so it's a little close to the bottom range of what the scholarship qualified for. I think it was 12 or 13, you know, got him going, let his fingers to the keyboard and just have to go through it just like I was going through it. In other words, Art, it was almost like I was like two ballet lessons ahead of him, but I was the ballet teacher, you know what I mean? And I could like help him a little bit, but you know, it wasn't like I was a PhD in coding or anything. So, but we just don't know where that opportunity is going to where it's going to lead you and unfold. So those are a couple of things that we're trying to instill.
I love that, Michael, especially, you know, like trying to figure out on your own. I think, you know, we always hear in this parenting space, we hear a helicopter parent. We hear like, you know, we want so much for our kids, maybe things that we didn't have that we're trying to give to them. But the fact that you're like, all right, figure it out, because we're always not going to be there for them, right? So they got to do that. And, you know, encouraging them to, you know, when opportunity knocks, see who's there and, you know, take that opportunity. I love it. But let's flip the script, man. Talk about something that your sons have taught you about life or yourself in general that you'd like to share with me.
Well, one thing that I have observed, right, and again, I don't know if this is the same for every generation, but you would think that each generation would want the next generation to do better than them, right? So this is going to be a little dad humble brag here, right? But, you know, when my parents came here from the Philippines, they wanted me to, you know, get it going and try to make friends. So they put me into baseball, but I wasn't any good. They weren't any good because they didn't, you know, play it. But you just go through it and you do it. Fast forward to when I have kids and I started teaching them the game a little earlier and, you know, that now they're flourishing, right? They one made the all-star team for the first time. Another was, on the waiting list or what have you. So just, you know, each generation improves, right? You could talk about that in school, right? You know, my wife and I, were fortunate enough to go through and graduate from college and grad school. So we now know the way, the path to let them do that, right? Without fear, right? Because it's almost like you're going into the jungle, Art, and you got them and you're cutting it down and you don't know what's past it. And you're just trying to figure it out. And then the people behind you are like, oh, this is so easy. Look, there's this path. Let's just go this way. And they're like, oh, you don't know the path that we carved out for you. But, you know, helping each generation improve, I feel, is a thing that I've observed, just watching them grow up.
Nice, man. I love that. I love the analogy going through the jungle. Well done. One more question before we get into the great work that you were doing with Codecademy. What is one big piece of advice you'd offer to new dads? Listen to this.
You don't come up with the easy ones, do you, Art? These are the big, tectonic shifting questions you got here.
I only ask those questions who can handle it. And I think you can handle all these. Man.
I appreciate that. Well, first of all, not to copy other people's answers, but it is a village, right, that helps you out. You know, it's not just a singular thing. I mean, these days, if there's family that's helping out every once in a while, sometimes you just need that mental break because, sometimes you just, I'll give you a story why it's not just I'm blessed to have, my wife and then our family around us. I'll give you a story. After my first was born, so I used to teach at the College of Business at San Jose State University in the marketing department. And I was a lecturer there and I had a 7:30 class in the morning, right? Brutal, right? This is like super early. And so, if I cancel a class because I'm sick or what have you, there's no substitute teachers, right, in college. It's kind of like class is canceled. Someone puts a sign up or something. This is back in the day before, all these like internet and everyone's telling people, you could text everyone, right? This is just before that. So my wife was up all night with my son who was, under a year old, right? He could still fit in the car seat. And I was asleep because, I had class the next day. And she's, when I woke up and it was 7 o'clock, she's like, here, take him. And I was like, oh, is this one of those things I see in the news? Those, so I was like, okay, I'm going to take him from you so that you can sleep. And I'm going to figure it out, right? So I brought him to class like, oh, my gosh. Because, that would be really bad, Art, just not showing up to a 7:30 class. These kids are waking up and they're getting there and they're just going to be like, what's going on? And that's not a great way to start. So I go and I get there and then all the young, the young women are like, oh, how cute, because he's there. And he was asleep now because he was all up all night.
Yeah.
Right, Art? Crying and my wife's like trying to help him out, and so but he was asleep. I put him up on the not on the lectern but a desk next to the lectern, and all the girls like, oh, how cute, and all the guys just walked up straight to their seats, busted out the laptop, and right away online, whatever it is. So it was a very interesting thing. So it takes a village. Like, in other words, she couldn't do it herself, I couldn't do it myself. We had to tag team in that scenario.
Yeah, it takes a village. I love that. And I think, you do that tag, you're like, okay, tag, you're it. You have that moment. Now I need some rest. I need to do my job or whatever the case may be. So great advice right there, Michael. And I always try and be up on what's happening in the world technology wise and what's going on. And I think our kids, they always have the thing where it's like, the kid can unlock an iPad and all the stuff. And like, cause they're just like, yeah, they're just born, boom, they're inquisitive and all that stuff. But you see someone who might a little bit around our age might have trouble like with technology, right? But that's where Codecademy comes in. And I'm so glad that I'm working with them because I think some parents are going to need to have a new career path, a new career field. And Codecademy does that. I mean, millions of people have been signing up for Codecademy, learning how to code and all that. And that's the new thing, right? Like learning how to code and just making sure that you're flowing with the rate of technology. I love that. And Codecademy does that. So talk a little bit about your journey with Codecademy. And I know, like you said, you were a teacher, but now talk a little bit about your work with Codecademy and then also too, how it got you into a new career path, sir. Because I know a lot of parents are looking for like, how do I change my career path? And it's frightening and all that other stuff. But you took that plunge, man, and you did it. So talk a little bit about your experience, sir.
Well, again, slightly before the pandemic, I was out of work. You know, I was in between jobs. And, you know, while I was applying and doing things, you know, I felt that you can only fill the pipeline so much with applications and resumes, et cetera, before, okay, I'm done doing that for, you know, X amount of hours for the day, right? What do I do with the rest of the time, yeah. right? And so I wanted to use like a balanced approach. And I also wanted to be able to have something current to speak about at my next interviews, right? And so coding has been something that I've always eyed, even when I was in college, you know, it was either technical or business. And I just went the business route. I studied marketing. But, you know, my first jobs and startups, you know, I saw the people who were doing code and helping build the company. And I was, you know, always envious, but I couldn't really, you know, speak the language. I couldn't, you know, relate as easily, but I still saw how successful they were, right? So it was just one of those things. I just didn't have that exposure in my early 20s. Fast forward to today, where, you know, again, in between jobs, what can I do? And so I said, you know, I decided to take the plunge, right? Add some new skills, be able to talk about something that's interesting or relevant, or even maybe shift it to an entirely different career path, right? And so Codecademy helped me, because when I tried to do self-learning on my own, just free YouTubes or, you know, a book here and there, whatever, it was just not as easy, right?
Yeah.
And so the price was right. You know, they had an annual plan or something like that. And so the price was right. I signed up. And then I remember one of my favorite comedians, Jerry Seinfeld, and I heard some podcast where he just talked about, he just writes every day and he's all about streaks and not breaking streaks. And so Codecademy at the time had a daily streak, right? I think they converted to weekly, but at the time they had a daily streak. And so that was a motivator for me to really just chip away and start to accumulate that knowledge. And specifically, you know, there's two paths that I was investigating, right? They had the web development path. They had the data science path. Jeez, I hand-coded HTML, and I was like, bleh. You know, I used to be an email marketer. I was like, okay, let me find something new in data. You know, that Harvard Business Review study that talked about how data scientists and how that was a big career and exciting new field. So I decided to, you know, I was investigating. I said, let me take the plunge and start teaching myself Python, SQL, R, data visualization, et cetera. And these were skills that as I was accumulating them, Art, I was like, why didn't I know this yesterday, right? Because there was that big Excel thing that I had to do, and there was that other graph that I had to make, and it took so long. And if I just did A, B, C, 1, 2, 3, and wait a minute, then next month when I have to do that same report, I just type 1, 2, 3 and I press enter, and then the whole report is refreshed. And I'm like, oh my gosh, I could have been doing so many other things. It was just one of those aha moments when I was like, okay, there's something here. So that was part of my journey. And I made a goal for myself, Art, to have a 1-year streak, right? 365 days, just chip away. No matter how big or how small a session, Codecademy helped me continue that streak with their mobile app, so I could do the quizzes and just look at the flashcards and keep reminding myself certain things. It really helping me focus on what I know and what I don't know. And so that's what I appreciated. And at the end, I was able to, you know, when I was interviewing again, I had something new to talk about. And while my current role isn't necessarily a coding role, it's part of a medication management company that has intelligence, and they use the cloud, and they use data science as part of their you know, secret sauce in their offerings. And so I'm better able to understand that. So
love it, Mike. Michael, thanks for sharing that. And, you know, you said take the plunge, right? About just going in and learning something. And what a great way for you to show your sons, right? Where you're like, never stop learning, right? Just because you get out of college or something like that, you never stop learning. And Codecademy has the ability for you to learn all of these different skills. Like you said, like, why did I know this yesterday, right? And the fact that you can apply the stuff that you're learning from Codecademy into your job is fantastic. It's like a chef's kiss, right? And your kids seeing that, you're like, hey, Dad's furthering his education. He's still learning. He's still growing. And that is one of the reasons why I wanted to team up with Codecademy. Taking the plunge so hard, right? It's like my family and I were, we went like to kick off the summer. We went to like a lake house. We rented a lake house for the weekend. And like my kids just jump right in. I'm like looking at the dock like, should I jump in? How cold's the temperature, right? But you took that plunge. You went in with Codecademy, right? You got that like, I'm just going to go do it. For parents listening to this who want to learn how to code and to get into that technology, maybe as a way to like, hey, my kids want to get into this. I want to know what this is about, right? So what's the advice you would give to someone who's thinking about taking that plunge, but maybe is on that dock and maybe doesn't want to jump in that water yet? What is some advice you would love to share with people looking to maybe start their journey with Codecademy?
Art, there's a common theme, right? We talked about it takes a village, right? And so for sure, I didn't get there on my own, right? So the curriculum developers at Codecademy, one thing that made it less scary, right, is that they would have these webinars that where they'd be teaching some small lessons. And a lot of those lessons are on the Codecademy YouTube channel, right? But I would attend them live because I like to raise my hand and I like to type in the chat and to ask questions live versus just watching an on-demand recording. And so that was one thing, right? Seeing real people who are actually making the content and they're teaching it, right? That helped me because again, I'm putting my teacher hat on and so I appreciate the work that goes into that. Number two, back then they had an, I don't want to call it the wrong thing, but I just can't remember the exact title. So I'll call it like Focus Fridays, or there was some sort of thing where anyone who was available anywhere around the world would log in for an hour, right, on this Zoom and that Codecademy set up. And then Lillian, she was a community manager, still is, and she was leading it. And everyone who joined would say, I'm going to focus in this next 40 minutes on X. I'm going to finish this lesson. I'm going to finish this thing. I'm going to read this chapter, whatever they wanted to say. And then after everyone kind of said what they were going to do, great, video off. Audio off, but everyone's still present, and you would just go in and you would code and you'd do your thing. And then after 40 minutes, then Lillian would come back and go, okay, we're all back. Did you finish your goal? Great, this and that. Built that community. And I think now Codecademy has scaled that a little bit. I think they have, again, I don't know the exact wording, but I don't know if it's called cohorts or groups, or they have something where it's like more spread out, more community-led, you know, leaders from different universities or what have you. But basically anyone could kind of join, is my understanding. So yeah. Again, it takes a village, but those were two things that made it less for me. But the last thing again is, again, the approach that Codecademy has. Again, I'm sure they have free trials, you try it out, but just seeing how step-by-step and how bite-sized, right? We don't want to eat the whole elephant, right? It's just one bite at a time, right? And so they make it into those bite-sized chunks so that if I only have 5 minutes, I'm going to go in there, boom, 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 type in my code, and then I got to go back and fold laundry or do whatever the task is. Oh, I might have an hour block now. Okay, now I want to finish this entire lesson or two, you know. So they make it so you can start and stop fairly easily. It's compact.
Nice. Thanks for sharing that, Michael. And You know, you said, like, the theme that keeps on popping up, it takes a village. And having this community, like, you know, here at Art of Fatherhood, we have this community of dads sharing everything that they're going through. And it's like, hey, Michael's doing this, Art's doing this, why can't I do it? And, you know, you said everybody at Code Academy is embracing and making sure that, you know, they're there for you. And like you said, you got 5 minutes, cool. You got an hour, sweet. It works around your timetable. And I love that you shared that, because sometimes people are like, I don't know if I can make that commitment. But the idea of where Code Academy is going to take you and you can build on these skills is fantastic. And for you, how much fun is it like sharing what you've learned with your sons, man? That must be like a cool trip, right?
Well, for sure. During this era of distance learning for the kids and work from home,
yeah.
I mean, they see my multi-monitor setup and they can see, you know, Zooms, and they were on the Zooms on themselves for school. And so when they see the interface, you know, hopefully it becomes less and less foreign, right? So it's like, oh, he could do it. All he's doing is just typing and this and that. So right, so it's less it's more approachable, right, when someone can look over the shoulder and it doesn't look as scary.
Nice. And for you with that streak, just because, like, it's almost like, you know, Cal Ripken with that Iron Man, you know, streak, right? When you did that, like, that like, it's almost like, to me, kind of like video games, like you always want to go for that high score. So what kind of, you know, you talked about, like, just you were driven to do that. When you accomplished that, what was that feeling like for you?
Well, first of all, home button, power button, I'm screenshotting that. That's for sure. Because, man, you know, that's not going to happen all the time, right? So that's number one. But number two, more realistically, you know, again, being able to achieve a goal, that's great. And then just, again, being able to leverage that into something else, right? Again, an opportunity opened. Now I was able to apply and get a role. I don't know what percentage of me coding got me that, but maybe it's an indicator, right? It's an indicator of a growth mindset, right? An indicator that, you know, being able to figure it out, to learn something that is just foreign, and to be self-taught, right? Those are probably some attributes that some employers might be looking for, right, in a candidate. And so, you know, again, am I being asked to code at work today? No, right? But I'm needed to use some of those other skills and attributes. So just, again, it's building muscles that I didn't know I had, right? And again, just overcoming that fear that, you know, I had since undergrad, right? That, oh, I should have done that, or ooh, the fear of missing out. And so good times moving forward.
Love it, man. Thanks very much for sharing that. Now we're going to finish off with the Fatherhood Quick Five. Favorite family movie? Do you guys have one right now?
Oh, good for you. It would have to be the Avengers whole thing. Right?
Okay.
It's a lot of movies, but that's our deal. That's our deal. Yep.
Nice. Favorite family song right now, or is there an artist you couldn't wait to introduce your kids to?
Whoa, let's see here. This is a tricky question. You're gonna either date me, or there's a lot of judging going on here. I'm gonna keep it safe and easy. My one of my all-time favorites is Mariah Carey, right? And then I wouldn't mind if the kids listen to her once in a while, because she's so talented.
You got me feeling all emotions. I love it. Describe the perfect family vacation. Where would it be?
Oh, for sure. That's going to be a Hawaii vacation, and we are looking forward to making that happen soon, right? It's again, being at home for all this time, it makes you appreciate those things. So again, can't wait to get back to the islands.
Awesome, man. Nice. Favorite part about coding for you is?
My favorite part is seeing if it runs. That's so boring. That's so boring, but it's true, right? Because, you know, again, I'm not a professional, and I didn't go to school for it, but just the fact that when it runs and it goes and it works, it's like, oh, good. Sorry, that's
no funny. I love that, because you put in the hard work, you put in the code and all that stuff, and you just want to make sure it works, man. I love it.
I have fat fingers, extra comma here and there, I forgot the bracket, there's always something, I'm telling you, Art.
Love it, Michael. And lastly, top three words you hope your sons would use to describe you as a dad, what would they be?
Oh, maybe coach, maybe tough and loving.
Nice. Great three words right there. Michael, I wish you and your family continued success. I hope you get to Hawaii very soon to hang out. And I want to shout out the good folks over at Codecademy. They're legit, man. Check them out. Go to Codecademy.com. You heard what Michael did. He took the plunge. He learned some cool stuff. He's passing on with his sons, and he's using what he's learned and also helping him get a job by everything that Codecademy has kind of given him confidence and just the wherewithal and like the gumption to go get it done. So I appreciate you taking time out of your busy day, Michael.
Art, it was a pleasure. Thanks for having me, and good luck with the pod.
Thank you.
Thanks for listening to the Art of Fatherhood podcast. Leave a review wherever you listen to podcasts and go to theartoffatherhood.net.